Well, he's in town tonight playing a show at the Palladium. Very glad to welcome Ryan Bingham to the KXD studios.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I want to talk to you about the new record, Tomorrowland, which just came out, and you know, talk about the show a little bit too. But Ryan, do you want to get right into a song?
Yeah, I'll play a song here. It's called Never Far Behind. One day I thought I would be just like you, but now I know that you were never satisfied. Now that I am grown, I am nothing like you. I see the world with my own eyes, with so much love all around you. How could you never realize the ground above, the sky below you must beat the hell out of being alive? How many times can I forget you if you were always on my mind? I've tried so hard to outrun you. You are never far behind. And I never thought that I would lose. Where you have gone, I will not find. I know the search cannot continue. I feel the loss as time goes by. With so much love all around you, how could you never realize the ground above, the sky below you must beat the hell out of being alive? How many times can I forget you if you're always on my mind? Well, I've tried so hard to outrun you. I'm never far behind. How many times can I forgive you if you are always on my mind? I've tried so hard to outrun you. You are never far behind.
Wow, that sounded great. It's Ryan Bingham on 91.7 KXT. Tomorrowland is the name of the new record. And, you know, it's got a bigger sound than your last few records. And, you know, I don't want to call it a rock record because, I mean, you know, I hate these kind of labels. But I guess a lot of it comes from the fact that you've been playing a lot more electric guitar these days, right?
Yeah, it is. When I first got electric guitar, it was the first record, Mescalito, I did. And my friend Mark Ford that produced that record, I'd never really played electric at all before, and he's the first guy that, you know, give me an electric guitar. And he's like, "Hey, try this out. You know, you might like it. I think it fits your personality." But I really kind of was just thrown out on the road with it. You know, I never really had a chance to play it or practice at home or anything like that. And over the kind of the past year, I had some time off at home, and it was really the first opportunity I had to really sit with it and kind of experiment more with it.
Well, I think, you know, as the name implies, too, Tomorrowland, you know, now that I've got a chance to listen to the record a few times, you know, it's much more of a forward-looking record, as the name implies, than your last record, Junkie Star, too, right? I mean, it seems like you're just in a completely different place.
Yeah, it is. You know, the last record, Junkie Star, was really stripped down and acoustic, and a lot of the songs are really dark and personal. And when you're out on the road playing those songs every night, you know, night after night, they're just a little bit too tough to play sometimes. You know, they're just real sad, and a big focus I had on this record was I just wanted it to be a lot of fun to play, and fun to play live every night. And when you can get the electric guitars out and you know, bring the tempos up in the songs, it seems you can bring a little bit more of a sense of humor to it as well, you know. So that was definitely a big part of it for me.
Well, and it seems, too, that there, I mean, after everything that happened with Crazy Heart and all the awards, and mm-hmm. congratulations, by the way, well-deserved, it seemed like there was a lot of pressure to get Junkie Star out. And then, you know, this time around, at least you had the luxury of having your own label and having a little bit more time to work on the record.
There was. You know, we recorded Junkie Star in 3 days, you know, and we just kind of sat down in the room and played it live, and that's just kind of how it was. And there was a lot of, deadlines and things like that, and everybody was really in a hurry to get it out. And so it was this one. I had some more time and could really sit back with it and just have some fun and experiment and try some new stuff out. And
yeah. Well, it's Ryan Bingham playing tonight at the Palladium. Now, one thing I find that's really funny is, you know, you've lived everywhere pretty much, in every, you know, part of Texas claims you as their own. But I guess one of your first was here in Dallas, like your first gig really was in Dallas, right?
Yeah, it was. I was living in Stephenville, Texas, and I met these guys in a band called 1100 Springs. They played around here quite a bit, and I met them around a campfire at a festival, and they were like, man, you should, you know, come play some shows with us sometime. And they invited me up to this place called the Boar's Nest on Greenville Avenue. It was next to Poor David's Pub when that was all going on. And I remember I didn't have a car, and so I didn't have any way to get there, and I had to ask a friend of mine to give me a ride into town. And he drove me up, and it was kind of early in the day, you know, he had stuff to do, so he's like, I can take you, but I gotta take you now. It was like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and he just kind of dropped me off, and I was only, I think I was like 18 or 19 years old, and the bar wasn't open yet, so I was just kind of hanging out on the street, and it's all bars on that whole street, and so none of them would let me in because I wasn't old enough, so I just kind of had to sit outside on the street with my guitar and a bag of clothes until like 10 o'clock at night when they let me in to play. But I had some pretty good experiences, and
that's awesome.
Dallas here.
Yeah, glad you had the first and, you know, the first gig in Dallas. Now you're playing the Palladium, so it's mm-hmm. It's a big step. Well, do you want to play another song?
Yeah. This is another one off the new record. It's called Too Deep to Fill.
Oh, babe, oh, sweet baby, you kiss these poor lips of mine. Please tell me that you love me, your heart is forever mine. I got a hole deep down inside me, and I fear that it's too deep to fill. For I've drowned this poor heart in misery for so long that it's too far gone to heal. Well, I'm going out to the country. I'm going to see if I can find that lonesome place where I once was lost. But I hope to be on home for supper time. And I'm going up on the mountain. I'm going to see if I can find out why that cold mountain river no longer makes me shiver. But I hope to be on home for supper time. I Then I'm going out to the desert. I'm going to see if I can find out why people on the land are still poisoning the sand. But I hope to be on home supper time. Then I'm going out to the forest. I'm going to see if I can find out why people all around are still cutting it all down. But I hope to be on home for supper time. Then I'm going out upon the ocean. I'm going to see if I can find out why no one wants to bother with cleaning up the water. But I hope to be on home for supper time. Then I'm going up to New York City. I'm going to see if I can find out why them boys on Wall Street stole the shoes out off of our feet, left us without food for supper time. And I'm going out to join the protest. I'm going to stand up and sing. Where it's time once again to stand up and demand that this land was made for you and me. Oh, babe, oh, sweet baby, will you kiss these poor lips of mine? Please tell me that you love me. And your heart is forever mine. I got a hole deep down inside me, and I fear that it's too deep to fill. For I've drowned this poor heart in misery for so long that it's too far gone to heal.
Thank you very much. It sounded great.
Thank you.
Appreciate it's Ryan Bingham on 91.7 KXT. The show tonight is at the Palladium. And then, you know, what's coming up for you? I mean, you did a lot of touring over the past few years. So are you going to take it a little bit easier in the next coming months? What do you got coming up?
We're getting back on the road. It's kind of like once you get out there, there's no turning back. So we're gonna be out there running down the road, going to Austin tomorrow for a couple nights, and Houston, and up to Oklahoma, and all the way to New York, and then we're gonna try to swim across the big pond and go over to Europe and be over there for a bit. So we'll be making the rounds.
So you're working hard, and are you gonna be doing? I heard a rumor you might be doing some acting too down the road, or
maybe a little bit. You know, that stuff's all kind of coming together a little bit. I'm not really sure about that, but gotcha. I'm definitely open to it.
All right. Well, again, Ryan Bingham's show tonight at the Palladium. Thanks so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
It's 91.7 KXT.